进入到了一个全场都在进行抗议和对峙的一个状态。那么所以说我们现在呢是马上请到了我们的时事评论员秦鹏先生来为大家做最新的分析，那么与此同时呢也会为大家实时的更新现场的最新状况。好的，秦鹏先生，那您对这个现场的这一幕大戏有什么样的观感？
当然我们能看到的现在呢是双方的这样一个对峙还是比较激烈的，就是特别是看到有一些就是抗议者他们是比较激动的。实际上我们刚才呢因为是在推特上看到有一些人实际上已经进入了这个国会的内部，有的也爬到了国会的这个尖顶，用梯子还有或者其他方式攀援上了之后去闯入了层层的这样的一个封锁。所以呢现在的这个状态的话实际上是已经是变成了一个非常激烈的一个抗议。那么是什么引发了这样的一个抗议呢？这个呢我觉得是值得我们来去讨论的一个话题。
是我们知道其实川普总统呢包括其他的川普的支持者在集会上都有号召说大家一定要来到 DC 进行游行和集会，但是我们也知道其中一个重点呢是说大家要保持和平，不要以左派的暴徒那样子其人之道还治其人之身。那么现在来接回到现场的画面状况，看到最新的画面是有人被抬上这个担架，是紧急的这个医护担架被送到了一个附近的地方，那可能是出现有人受伤的状况。
对，很可能这个地方应该是发生了一些冲突。
那回到刚才我们这个谈论这个抗议者他们动机的这个话题，就像我们在画面上现在所看到的是人山人海，非常多人是在这个国会的外面。那现在切回到了国会内部的状况，可以看到我们的记者正在追随着几名在走廊上移动的议员。那么现在内部的状况呢还不得而知，但是呢看到佩洛西好像有最新的消息，我们来看一下。那么佩洛西呢他是发表一则最新的推文，那因为是最新的我们来为大家直接念一下英文。那是 Mike DeBonis 他发一条推文说呢 Confirming other reports Speaker Pelosi has requested National Guard troops to clear and secure the Capitol via request from the Capitol Police Board. A DC government official tells me troops are on the way. 翻译过来就是说呢有其他的报告已经得到了验证，说呢佩洛西已经要求国民警卫队去清场，清这个国会山庄外面的场。他说呢一个 DC 的政府官员告诉他们呢军队已经在路上了。那么这是 Mike DeBonis 一个也是推特上非常著名的一个账号所发布出来的消息，让他有待考证。
对，那么今天呢我们看到的从目前了解的信息来看的话，我觉得是这样的一些抗议者之所以这样的激动的话，其实应该是有几个原因的。就是一个原因呢，当然我们知道在这段时间来暴露出来大量的这样的这种作弊的证据。那么这么多的抗议者呢是到了这样的美国的首都华盛顿，他本身就是要去表达一些情绪，但是呢是要有一个这样的一个我们叫做情绪的一个出口。但目前来讲呢在所有的这些渠道里边实际上是封杀了他们的这种合理的一个出口。这个我觉得可能是酿成这样的今天的这种冲突的一个这种原因吧。另外的原因呢就是跟最新我们看到的新的进展是有关系的。一个呢是关于这个彭斯副总统呢，他实际上是拒绝了相当于之前的时候川普总统所提出来的希望他能够行使这种特别权利，就是拒绝某些州的这样的选举结果，然后呢是最终造成这种全面选举，或者呢是最终是把这样的一个结果呢打回去各个州的议会，让他们呢重新去评论去决定最终是选择哪一套的这样的选举人票。因为我们知道呢现在的选举人票实际上是由州长所签字确认的，而按照宪法呢它实际上是应该由州议会来完成这样的这种确认，但是呢目前的这样的一个选举法或者程序来讲并没有给州议会的一个解决的途径，而现有的选举法实际上还有一个我们叫死循环的这样的一个类似于违宪的这么一个设计。就是什么呢，如果说这样的一个州议会要决定要开会决定呢是他们是否决掉这样的这种州长他们选举的结果，选举提交的选举人结果，他必须召开一个特别的议会，而特别议会呢现在是必须又由州长去签字才能够去召开这样的特别议会，所以带来了一个结果，那么州长他当然他不会去同意，对吧？所以这样的就造成了说这样的州的议会的这种选举结果也没有这种。
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but we just had a big development in the unfolding Spygate investigations. It's just been
Congressman, CNN is calling this a sedition.
Essa mensagem, eles falam que eles nunca imaginaram que isso acontecesse. Ele falou que o presidente dos Estados Unidos se infiltrou isso. Todos eles falando que o presidente causou isso e que eles... Um resumo, eles nunca imaginaram ver isso acontecer nos Estados Unidos. O primeiro congressista que a gente estava falando, o congressista de Maryland, ele disse que já passou por várias situações tensas e complicadas na vida, mas que nunca viu nada.
We're here in the basement of the Longworth House office building right near the Capitol. Protests are turning into riots here in Washington, D.C. Masses of people have broken into the barriers around the Capitol building, and protesters have actually gotten inside, and it's getting violent. Some of these people are breaking the windows of the building, and they are getting into confrontations with the police. There's video of people dressed in all black with red MAGA hats spraying fire extinguishers inside the Capitol. And there are unconfirmed reports of shots fired. This is quite an unexpected turn of events. Trump supporters have been largely peaceful in all of the previous rallies, and even today, until now. Trump supporters and organizers have always prided themselves on being peaceful and have encouraged peace. We're not sure who exactly instigated or is part of these riots. Some reports say they might be Antifa members dressed as Trump supporters, but again, we can't know for sure. This happened as the House and Senate were in the middle of debating the objections to certify Arizona's results. But because of the riots, they are currently taking a break because of what's going on. Vice President Pence has rushed from the Senate chamber as the riots broke out, and we're not quite sure when they will resume the sessions. President Trump tweeted asking for support for the police and law enforcement and told people to stay peaceful. The mayor of D.C. just issued a curfew from 6 p.m. until tomorrow, 6 p.m. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. Yanya Kellick for NTD and Epoch Times, signing off.
Got up there. I was making a charge to make sure people could get through. Occupied a few of them so other people could get through. Sacrificed myself. Hey, I'll just have a headache and a black eye tomorrow. No big deal. I still got my life. But I'll tell you what, they're going to have to really think about what they did to people today. The American people sat there and watched what they were doing to their people. Right. Time to take back this fucking country, people. Excuse me.
We took it back.
Time to take your house back.
Hey, another question. The mayor just instituted a 6 p.m. curfew. What do you think about that?
She can kiss my ass.
Tell them to come and enforce it.
They couldn't stop us. There's more of us than there are of them.
Stop all of this. It can't be done.
Hey, look up, people. Look up. Where are all the news helicopters? Do you see a news helicopter in the sky?
No.
Because they won't film this. They won't show this to the American people.
No, the media's right here. These guys.
This is the media. This is the true media. So far, there's no one else here that's been here.
That's true.
Our cell phones have been blocked.
Welcome to the media blackout.
It's been blocked. Facebook's been blocked.
After leaving Panama, Republic of Panama, where soldiers gave their life for my freedom. And here I am 31 years later, standing up for the country that many people spit on and take it for granted. God bless America.
Thank you. Woo!
Beautiful. Beautiful. Keep going.
People. Okay. Listen, quit standing back here. And get up there and show your voices.
There's people inside right now. We're going to go back in. We're taking this house tonight. This is not going to stop.
I got to get on my bus to go back to Florida, so Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Wow. Super strong energy out here. Unbelievably strong energy. So let's see what happens, sir.
Do you want a picture with you, buddy?
Of course, yeah. Do you want to say a few words as well?
Well,
I think it's what
happened today.
We're actually live, so.
Awesome. I'm on Epoch Times.
That's right.
I watch you all the time.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, this is both live and behind the scenes. This is the real
deal. I'm glad there's people like you putting this news out.
Thank you. Now, what that guy said, what do you make of that, by the way? Looking around here, there's maybe close to a million people. No, where's the media? What's your opinion of the fact that the media's not covering
this?
The
media needs to strong up.
Well, the media's lying. And they've had to evacuate the president and shut it down because Trump people are so radical. That's what the media is saying right now. That's what the American people they're hearing. They're not seeing the truth at all.
Yeah, my 16-year-old daughter.
What would you tell if somebody is at home and that's their thinking? What would you tell them?
We are perfectly safe and there's no violence right now, but they better vote for us because if they don't, they better expect some violence because we will not accept communism. We're not going to put these people, we are not, I'm from Georgia and they just stole our Senate race last night. And I'm going to tell you, this is unacceptable. They pulled the same thing. And we, the people, are fed up. So we're not going to become China. Right? We are not going to become China.
So, you know, a lot of people I've interviewed today came from places like Panama, like that young woman, places like Vietnam. So if America does become a communist country, where would you go?
We'll go to war.
We'll take America. We're keeping it. We will go to war.
Our
founding fathers were willing to die for this country, and we have to do the same. We've become such pansies in this country, and it's time for us to not be a disgrace. Okay, we have a constitution, and that is the law of this land, and they need to uphold it. And if they don't, then they all need to go. Period. Period.
Wow. Congress building. They stand up there in Congress and they lie to the American people, and the media is lying to the American people. They're not telling the truth. They're not showing the real news. They're lying to the American, posting things on media that is absolutely irrelevant. What we are being taken over by the Communist Chinese Party, and we refuse. We the people refuse to give up our freedom. We refuse. Trump won the election. He probably got more than 80 million votes, and there's plenty of evidence to show that there was fraud in this election. And we the people are here to demand that they uphold the Constitution and they certify the correct electoral votes. We will not accept any fraudulent electoral votes in this election. We're not going away.
And our Republicans have no backbone. None. They're a big disappointment to us. We need a new party.
So here's your question. So Mike Pence recently came out, like maybe over an hour ago, and he said that he's not going to, you know, he's not going to choose between electors. He's not going to basically do anything. If they go through this process, the joint session goes state by state, and they wind up certifying Joe Biden, what do you make of that? What's your opinion? What would you do?
I'm concerned what's going to happen. And my son says it all the time. There's going to be a revolution and China's going to take us over because this house has become divided. And there's too many of us that know what's happening. And we're not stupid. We know what's going on, and we're not going to sit back and let them take our freedom. I will not live in communism. I will not. I don't know about the rest of you. People die in communism. These people already have too much power. We're already almost there. We're beyond socialism. People have lost their jobs, and now they give us $600. They send money to other countries. You know why? So they can bring it back, funnel it back into their pockets. They have stolen from us for too long. That's it. We're done. We're done putting up with this. They think we're idiots. We are not idiots. And if they want to come for our guns, they better be careful.
I'll die for my kids' future.
And I've got kids,
There's
too.
There's no way I'm going to accept communism in this
I've
country
got five
at all.
Children. Yep. Wow. Yeah, we're fed up.
We're not alone.
Yeah, giving their voice. Because it's not for us, it's for our children.
Oh, closer.
Ooh. But look how many women are here, though, that are standing up for their rights, their children's rights, because this is not about us. It's about our children's future and our grandchildren's future. Yeah. We're not going to give it away.
Wow, that's really, really strong statements out here. So, do you have something to say, sir?
First of all, I love the Epoch Times. Big plug, awesome. Just going to say a thing about the media. There's a thing with media, and they have a standard that they have to meet called serving the public, and they're not doing it. So there's the White House or whoever it is can look at pulling the federal communication federal communication licensure of media who are not fulfilling their duty to report to people. Also, I was going to say something else is I think it's important that that people, when we're doing our thing here, that we maintain a higher level. George Washington, my wife's an eighth generation niece of George Washington, but when they were fighting, he said the men could not be profane in camp. They were not allowed to torture prisoners. So we got to live a different way. The founder model was we pray first. That's our biggest lever of influence. Second thing is we try administrative redress. We're trying to, as everybody's been doing for years and years, trying to talk to these people, dialogue with House, the Senate, the President, trying to work things out and get them back to right. And then if they don't do that, even if we have to fight, that's the last option. If we have to fight and self-defend, we'll do that. This is a hill worth fighting and dying on. I hope it doesn't come to that, but we have to conduct ourselves at a higher level the whole way. Because they're down here. We got to conduct ourselves in a God and country and family honoring way.
So. You know, it's so funny, not funny, but it's so interesting you say that because I've been going to many Antifa rallies over the last year, as well as many Trump rallies. And what I found is that usually at Trump rally speeches, people talk about things like forgiveness. People talk about things like turning the other cheek, using, you know, the Bible as a reference. Well, on the Antifa side, that's not the type of things they talk about, right? So it's a big juxtaposition. So I have another question for you. So in regards to what today, in regards to the joint session of Congress, what do you think the best turnout, the best outcome that can happen today would be?
Of the day?
Yeah.
Well, my hope would be, look, I just say this, and I just want to say to speak a word of hope to people. You know, we put our faith and our trust in God. He has said in his word, who honors God, he will honor. Who blesses Israel, he'll bless. Who proclaims Christ before men, he'll proclaim before God the Father. Trump has been an honorable person. He's not perfect, but he's done so many things to keep his promises and to earn the vote that he got. I would think it personally would be over like 80 million votes.
我一直都喜欢帮父母当翻译，但是关于健保，我也摸不着头脑。
幸好 Covered California 备有华语专员，为你解答有关财务补助和申请加入的所有疑问。Covered California 1月31日截止登记。
是在 Zoom 上面的，我参加了这样的电话会议。
Congressman Greg Murphy,
现在我们画面转到记者，在国会里面的记者
Longworth House Office
Building, Young Yakilik 的采访。
What are you aware of, Congressman, right now? What's going on?
现在作为一个议员，你看到的情况是什么？